knowing what to expect allows you to prepare. And we all know if we're better prepared, we can conquer it. And then if you can conquer it, you can continue to grow. And if you're able to do this time and time again, you can grow much faster than your peers. To my point, that's one of the main points of a mentor, is to be able to not make the same mistakes they did.
If you have over $200,000 sitting stagnant in your bank, retirement account, or home equity, then you're literally losing money. On this show, you learn how to get that money working for you consistently and conservatively. Learn to grow your nest egg with your host, Sean Winslow. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to another Finance Friday episode. I'm your host, Sean Winslow, and this is the Multifamily Money Podcast. What's going on, everybody? You know the drill. Every Friday, we're coming at you with all things personal finance, giving you some tips, strategies, tactics to not only make more money, but get that money making more money for you and working harder and smarter, because after all, it's not what we make, but what we keep. And if you can't notice already, my voice is a little different. I'm battling a head cold, so I'm going to try to push through this one for you all. But I think this is an important topic when it comes to making more money and keeping more money, right? And how to do that. You need to surround yourself with the right people. You need to be pursuing the right things, the right mindset. And you need to know the things also to look out for, so you don't fall into traps that can set you back. And on last episode, we talked about the important thing, obviously, first and foremost, is to grow income. That can solve all issues, right? More money can solve issues. But what we talked about last time is, in the meantime, if you achieve that, you should be reducing certain expenses. And those we talked about were the big fixed expenses, like your housing, right? If you're renting, you don't need to be in that lavish apartment. If you're in a city, you know, that's in a tall building that has keyless entry, gym, all those plush amenities, roof deck bar, like you don't need to be in that, right? Or if you have a house, you don't need that $500,000 house. Maybe you can get by with a $300,000, $250,000 house. It's about being able to endure the things today that most people won't, so then you can have the things in the future that most people can't. And that's what it's about. But today's topic is one of the key aspects to growing your income. And that, to me, is surrounding yourself with the right people, specifically a mentor. And I want to talk about the questions you should be asking a mentor. In previous episode, I've talked about kind of some of the strategies of finding a mentor. First, just high level, go over it real quick, is that you want to find the person that's currently living the life that you want to achieve, right? And that's not just from a business aspect, but that's from a family aspect, a value aspect, what they do on their free time, who they hang out with. And then, of course, yeah, the business as well. Are they actually operating a business that you want to have, right? And it's not always great to look for the person that is living a life that might take you 20, 30 years to get, right? You shouldn't be necessarily relying on one mentor that's maybe 10 to 15 steps ahead of you. That's not always beneficial. Now, is it great to have them in your life to an extent? Of course, of course. But in my opinion, the mentor that, in my not only opinion, but experience, the mentor that you get the most out of is one that's maybe 1 to 5 steps ahead of you. That person is really going to give the most value to you because they're the one that has most recently been in your position, and they really can relate to how out of that position because it's so fresh to them. And I've talked about this in another episode, but the way to approach them is not, can I pick your brain, right? Can I buy you lunch and pick your brain? It's coming from a place of value. And that could be, maybe if it's real estate related, maybe it's you come across a great deal and it's not a deal that you could take down. So you give it to them. You don't ask, and you don't ask for anything in return. Now, maybe they end up giving you something, but you don't ask out of the gate, right? Maybe it's you have an investor that you hand over to them because you don't have anything to take down, but your investor's looking for something. Maybe it's you realize, you hear them say, you know, I really need an analyst right now, or need someone to just crunch data because my person left or what have you, and I just don't have the time to do it. Then offer up your time for free. Now, that's providing them value. And let me tell you, they're going to want to help you if you're providing that type of value. They're going to go out of their way to help you. And if they're not, then that's not the type of mentor you want. So today I want to talk about is those questions to ask. Again, it's not, can I pick your brain? These are the questions you should be asking. So there's 7 questions I feel you should be asking, and we're going to hit them right now. So first one, notes here that I took down. So what is something that most people think is vital, they think is important, but that you can skip early? First, starting out, and I can relate to this, you think everything's important, right? So for what I do, you think, oh, I need to build broker relationships. Oh, I need to do mailers. Oh, I need to cold call owners. Oh, I need to join this meetup, that meetup, start a podcast, create a lead magnet, create a website, so on and so on. And it's like, of course, that's all important, right? But like, you can't do all that alone, right? And if you can, you definitely can't do it all alone very well, right? So it's really good to know what to focus on in the beginning and what's the stuff that you can maybe not focus on as much, and that can really propel you forward. So that's a question that I would definitely ask, because we only have so much bandwidth, and as we all know, focused work way better than unfocused work. So spreading yourself thin and not really focusing versus just honing in and focusing on the important things, that's going to make you grow a lot faster. All right. Question two, what is something that is important to your daily routine that you wish you started sooner? And for me, I can tell you there's two things: preparing my attack plan night before. So by attack plan, I use something called a power list, which I think you've heard me talk about before. It's something made by Andy Frisella. It's your five critical tasks, and the five most important things to move your needle forward to your ultimate goal. And this is not a to-do list. Obviously, you created a to-do list as well, but these are critical tasks. And that could be anything. For me today, it was making sure my partner got all the underwriting done so that I could then go and call brokers back, because it's about being timely when it comes to that, getting back to them, giving them your feedback as quickly as possible. So that was one of mine, right? So on my routine, creating that attack list, that power list, and just organizing your day the night before made such a difference in my life, right? And then the second one is just time blocking. I'm operating different businesses, and just when I first started, it was like whatever was on fire the most, right? Whatever was the most important, I would just go to. And then I would get pulled to something else. And I'd get a phone call from another business. And then I'd go to that. And it goes back to what I mentioned earlier about the focus, right? That's just not focused work. So I scheduled out. I have 3 days, right? You know, about start at, get up at 5 a.m. And then you go to about 10. And then from 10, probably go about 2. Might have these times wrong. And then 2 until about, yeah, I do have them wrong. Because 2, I would go about 5, gym, and then come back. And then 6 to about 9 or 10, depending on the night, right? So I do have those wrong, but it's essentially 3 days, right? And to time block that out. So in this one, I'm working on this business. This one, I'm working on that. And the third, maybe it's a combination of both, just follow up and completion, right? So to me, that's important. And it's important to ask them what they wish they had for routine sooner. Number three, what channels led to the building of your highest quality relationships? So where did they find these? Was it at meetups? Was it at masterminds? Was it just in your community? Where did you find your most quality relationships? Maybe it was cold calling. Who knows? And if it was cold calling, what type of people? And so that's important. Again, we only have so much finite amount of time, and we want to use it most efficiently as possible. So to know where your highest quality relationships came from, or at least, I mean, your mentor's highest quality relationships came from, that's so huge, because I'm assuming if they're your mentor, you're obviously in the same space. So you want to know what makes sense. And I wouldn't be surprised if they introduced you to some as well. All right. On to number four. Ask them 5 years ago, what is something that you did differently than your peers? So what is something that set you apart from your peers that obviously led to some pushback from them and community, but that actually served you very well in the long run? So we all know you need to set yourself apart. Doing the same as everyone else is not going to produce vast rewards, or at least the rewards and outcomes you're looking for. If you have big goals, doing the same thing as everybody else is not going to get you there faster. It might not even get you there at all. Setting yourself apart against the grain, that's where true success is really built. Now, obviously, emulate from those that have achieved the success. That's why you have this mentor. But I'm sure your mentor did something along the way that was different than the peers, right? And so ask them that. What is something they did differently than their peers that they got pushback from? Because you're always going to get pushback. And ask, like, how did you just keep pushing forward? And what was that that you did? And then number five, we're all going to struggle, right? Nothing's easy. Nothing's going to come easy. And as I say at the end of every show, easy doesn't pay well. So the question that I like to ask is, what is something that I can expect to struggle with along this journey? And especially, what's something that I might not even expect to struggle with that I will? Because knowing what to expect allows you to prepare. And we all know if we're better prepared, we can conquer it. And then if you can conquer it, you can continue to grow. And if you're able to do this time and time again, you can grow much faster than your peers. And that, to my point, that's one of the main points of a mentor, is to be able to not make the same mistakes they did and to know how to look out for them. That's probably the most important part, because they're not going to all come in the same shapes and sizes, It might be the same mistake, but the way it approaches you might not look like how it happened to your mentor. But knowing how to see them coming is very powerful. And that's why we should be asking this question. And so here we go. Number six, we all pick up habits. Yeah, we all pick up habits and way of doing things that maybe are not very beneficial to us, to specifically to our goals. And so I like to ask the question, what is something maybe in the last 5 years that you believed in, or a habit that you had to unlearn? What was it and how did you unlearn it? Because when you can identify a problem, first step, right? And then you can remove that problem. So we'll develop habit. And when we develop these habits, we don't really see them as a problem first, right? Maybe others can see them, but we can't. That's why we develop that habit, right? And so being able to identify a habit or a belief that doesn't serve us is really powerful, because then you can figure out ways to conquer that habit, that belief that's not serving you. And then that can continue to grow. So it's important to ask them, what's a habit or belief you had 5 years ago that you had to unlearn? And how did you unlearn it? Because then knowing the tools and tips to get over it is even more powerful, because identifying is only half the battle, right? And I've talked about this before. When you're being an entrepreneur, it's a roller coaster. You have days where you think you can conquer anything. You think you conquer the world. You're the best, right? And then there's another day where you just think you're the absolute worst and you can't do anything. And the way that I get over those days, and even the days where I think I can do anything, is just being this gratitude, the power of gratitude. Like, one, it'll bring you back down to earth if you're having those days where you think you're just the best, right? And then the days where you think you're the worst, it brings you up. You're just grateful for what you have and what you've accomplished so far. So that's a tool of how to get over, how I was able to get over that bad habit. And so I would definitely ask that question. All right. The last one we have here. So number seven is, when we're all starting out, we don't know what we don't know. So a question to ask is, what is something you had wish you paid attention to early on? What is something that you wish you had given attention to early on, and it would have saved you a lot of trouble? Because when we're starting out, we have those blinders on, right? You just want to be super focused on what you're doing. Sometimes you don't see those external factors. And it's really important to know, because obviously, again, we don't know what we don't know, right? It's important to know, again, what to look out for, which I mentioned previously. But you want to specifically know, in your industry, in your field, what is something that most people don't give attention to, and then they learn the hard way? And what is that something that you should pay attention to, and what type of attention should we be giving it? So guys, thanks for listening to this one. A little different than normal. Just after the last one, I talked about reducing those fixed expenses. You should be doing that while you're growing your income. I thought, this is a great conversation. Okay, what's one of the best ways to grow income? And that's just surround yourself with the right people that have already done it. And then I got to think, people always ask me, well, like, how should I get a mentor? And I'd like, and what should I be asking them? And I thought this was just a great conversation. Those are some, now there's tons more questions we could ask. To me, those are some of the best questions that can really put you on the right track and get you growing even faster. All right, everybody, thanks for tuning in. And as always, easy doesn't pay well, and instant gratification is self-destructive. So not only get out there and work hard for your money, but have your money work hard for you, so we can all create the lives of our dreams and make this world a better place. All right, everybody, catch you on the next one.
Hey, this is Sean Winslow. After being in the financial service industry for years and having candid conversations with good people just like you, I realized that so many of us are wanting an investment strategy that provides solid returns and consistent income without the bumps in the road. There's little known secret that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. There is investment out there that is less volatile and the returns are stronger. Get more details by going to greenbriercg.com and clicking on the free e-report. And by the way, if this show has provided you any value, then feel free to leave an honest written review, and of course, share it with a friend who needs it. See you next week for another great show.